What you do in the present, by painting, preaching, singing, sewing, praying, teaching, building hospitals, digging wells, campaigning for justice, writing poems, caring for the needy, loving your neighbor as yourself, will last into God's future. They are a part of what we may call building for God's kingdom. N.T. Wright. Not that Bonhoeffer believed that everyone must act as he did, but from where he was standing, he could see no possibility of retreat into any sinless, righteous, pious refuge. The sin of respectable people reveals itself in flight from responsibility. He saw that sin falling upon him, and he took his stand. Eberhard Bethge. Blinders. Imagine a faithful Christian woman living in Stuttgart, Germany. She believes in Jesus, goes to church each week, and reads her Bible every day after breakfast. At night, before turning out the lamp, she prays for the leader of her country who is keeping Germany safe and strong. When her neighbors are low on food, she shares what little she has with a cheerful heart, and though her clothes are threadbare, she trusts that God will continue to provide for her, just as he provides for the lilies of the field. The year is 1944, and Hitler's final solution to eliminate the Jews is already well underway. Imagine a faithful Christian man living in Charleston, South Carolina, in 1944. He has just turned 18, and at last he can follow in his older brother's footsteps and enlist in the United States Army. Even though his brother is fighting across the Pacific from island to island, he wants to be sent to the European theater. He's sick of the newsreels showing Hitler's panzer divisions rolling through formerly peaceful towns, and he feels a gut-level disgust for the way tyranny and totalitarianism are crushing the continent under their iron boots. He kisses his mother goodbye and serenely rides the whites-only bus to the local recruiting station. How could they both, the German woman and the American soldier, be so blind to the injustices surrounding them? From our perspective, their ignorance would be laughable if it didn't have such painful real-world consequences. How is it possible to be a faithful Christian while turning a blind eye to the Holocaust or to Jim Crow laws? Same war, same religion, and same basic failure to see the tatters of goodness and justice being ripped apart each day right in front of them. When was the last time we considered, seriously considered, our own moral blindness? Praying with tears. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was hanged on Hitler's order just 23 days prior to Allied victory in 1938, reportedly said, "Only he who cries for the Jews is permitted to sing Gregorian chant." Prior to the Second World War, Bonhoeffer visited and taught at Union Theological Seminary in New York. While there, he was disturbed by the racial issues facing African Americans and intrigued by the response of many American theologians arguing on behalf of racial justice and against racial inequality. In 1939, Bonhoeffer returned to Germany on the last scheduled steamer before the start of the war, convinced he must endure the war's terrors if he hoped to aid his countrymen in its aftermath. He continued his outspoken advocacy for the Jews throughout the war, knowing that Bonhoeffer could have escaped the persecution of the war.